is Southside.
And although we're in the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, twill only be a hop, stick and a jump, or even hop, skip and a jump, before we'll be heading off to Badminton 2011. And teasing ahead to that, possibly with some reflections on Badminton 2010, of course, we're delighted to be able to welcome to the Southside set up today, the good ship Southside, the wonderful press officer, press officer extraordinaire, the legendary Julian Seaman. How are you, Julian?
Very well, funny enough, I was called Julius in America last week. Strange that.
An understandable mistake. You know, they see that, you know, Caesar has come to conquer, and then all's well with the world, clearly. So was it a business trip you were over in the States doing things? Was it, were you planning out Kentucky and the balance of the Rolex Challenge?
That's all happening as we speak. The World Equestrian Games are on at the moment, the three-day events happening literally as we speak over this weekend.
Indeed.
But now I was out there for something completely different. I host a green award ceremony, and it goes to different countries, and it's in America this year, and I was going off on a recce. That's where I was last week.
Julian, we have to invite you to share with us the Green Awards Ceremony. What's it all about?
It is called the LiveComs, the Livable Communities, and basically it's a sort of 4 or 5 day setup where you have a setup as, you might say, as small as Westminster Council or as big as Shanghai District, broken down into population areas. And there are about 6 categories in this, and they all do a presentation. And it's I suppose, best described as the Green Oscars, really.
Which is fantastic, and clearly very much in keeping with our Southside broadcasting philosophy. I'm thinking of our correspondents in America who are pushing No New Plastic, Joe Hudson's cousins, amongst other things. They've set up a website called nonewplastic.com to effectively reuse what we've got and not create new plastic
bits
and
pieces. Well, this is very much what LiveComs all about. So, yeah, well, that's we're going to talk about badminton, but this is what I'm doing as we speak at the moment.
Julian, it's this synchronicity that, as you know, over the years just makes us just a special bit different from other services, you see. We can go off on various other bits and pieces. In the studio, we also have Simon Marshall. Simon, who, as we said, graduate of the University of Belmont in the States, but also a keen golfer, obviously anticipatory all sorts of things this weekend because it is the Ryder Cup. Simon, welcome back to the Southside scenario.
You,
and your sister shows and exhibits are probably looking forward to the Horse of the Year show, I would have thought.
Yeah, hi, Julian. Yeah, my sister, is it next week, the Horse of the Year show?
It is indeed, yes. And so it's all a very sort of equestrian time at the moment. And bizarrely, in Chicago last week, I went on, rather in the news at the moment, but on a Segway trip, and my guide was an art student horse rider, and I teach at art school, and I used to ride horses, so that I was rather lucky on that one.
Yeah,
synchronicity, that's the key thing from that perspective. This year, of course, no winner of the Kentucky Rolex Challenge, I should actually say. It's a tough one. We were speaking actually at the other B event, which I know you occasionally sort of think, well, there's badminton, and then, but actually, to be fair, Burley is good as well, and I did have it on good authority. In fact, it's recorded. You can go on our website and listen to Liz Inman saying, and indeed Bridget Jennings in particular, saying, I know Julian very well. We have a nice, friendly competition. All's good with the world. So, you know, it's nice to see that across the country, from West Coast to East Coast, badminton and Burley work well. The question being, of course, Julian, do you think that, you know, how achievable is this? Pippa Funnell was the lady we were speaking to, actually, badminton, who was the last female competitor.
Pippa's the only one who's done it. You know, Oliver Townend nearly did it last year, but didn't quite. The Fredericks family, if it was a family event, they did the three as a husband and wife team, but that doesn't count. And I think it was really good for the whole concept of it that Pippa did win it quite early on in the thing to show that it could be done, because it's quite a tall order to win Lexington, Burley and Badminton in any specific order. And Pippa did it, and so it is doable.
Well, exactly. She's led the way in proving that women can do it, so perhaps the bloke should have a chance as well. Never mind, we'll work on that accordingly. Any questions, Simon, you'd like to put to Julian about life, the universe, badminton 2010, or indeed, as we approach Olympics, badminton 2011?
Yeah, if you could tell us a little bit more about the Olympics, that would be great. If the horse racing, or will you be doing anything in your role as press officer for that?
Well, that is up to the Olympic Committee.
They'd be fools not to take you on board.
I would really love to be involved, but that is not up to me at the moment. But since I live in London, because although I'm the Babington press officer, I operate from London, and so it would be great to be involved in a country sport which will be in a town. I know there's been a bit of controversy about it being at Greenwich. I think it's great. It's rather like the iconic shot of the Barcelona Olympics where the high divers were diving into the pool with the whole of Barcelona in the background. And the idea of having three-day eventing happening with the whole of the City of London and Canary Wharf and the Gherkin in the background is a fantastic image, and yeah. I really look forward to it happening. Mm.
I do have this notion, though, that in terms of the cross-country, they could have so much fun with that. Whoever is the Mayor of London at that time would be in almost seventh heaven if they sort of just go round London as opposed to just staying in Greenwich Park and so on.
Well, of course, the mayoral contest comes up that particular year, so we've no idea who that's going to be.
I know, exactly. I mean, it could be Boris, it could be Ken, it could be somebody completely different.
You know, indeed, it could be.
You might consider going for it yourself, Julian, just a thought.
I think so.
Well, there we are. And looking to this year, I mean, another great success, Bermonton. I mean, it always kicks off the season so well. Sadly, I didn't manage to get there myself this year, but we did obviously send good Southsiders, Jane Clark and her mum, to Dutch Base with the whole range of things there. So... it just seemed to be fantastic, and I'm certainly looking forward to 2011, even as we speak, really. But any key highlights from 2010?
Well, the first big thing which happened last year was that we shifted it a day forward. So we're now on bank holiday weekends.
Yep.
So the cross country is on the Sunday, and the final day is on a Monday. Now, actually, for next year, it's actually going to be over Easter, which is the first time that's ever happened. Not totally perfect, but it's the only time we could do it so as not to clash with Lexington in America. Mm. And so it'll be over the Easter bank holiday weekend in 2011.
Mm. So, but at the same time, it's still better that it's moved away from the Newark and Notts show, which, as far as agricultural shows, usually kicks off the season. And some years we've had to try and cover both, and it's been very hectic. But nevertheless, good fun. That's the important thing.
Oh, it's really fantastic. As we always say, it's a big family day out. Dogs are welcome. Mm. Children are welcome. And now with our grassroots, which is for the amateur riders, we have that championship there now as well. That started last year. And so we're there from, I think, Tuesday onwards next year.
And, of course, keeping sponsors happy, we must refer to it not just as Bermonton, but the
Mitsubishi Motors Bermonton Horse Trials.
Precisely, exactly. That's rightly so, you know, in case we had any Mitsubishi people thinking, why haven't they mentioned our name here? We were really teasing. It's all there. Mitsubishi Bermonton Horse Trials there in full force. A web address, Julian, is there a way in which people can, you know, if they're listening to this, they think, I want to find out more about that?
Yes, www.babington-horse.co.uk. Very simple. I'll do that again. www.babington-horse.co.uk. And the website is active throughout the year. It's obviously a little bit sort of down time at the moment, but just about to build up. And when the time comes, when you want to find out where to stay, how to get there, how to get tickets, that's all on the website. Mm.
Indeed, and hence the reason we thought it was worthwhile noting as well, because it's you can never be too far advanced in terms of booking these kind of things. And whilst we're talking websites, let's move back to these Green Oscars again. Is there a website that people can actually find out details of the successful winners and events of that, and also maintain that green thing? Because really the two things presumably coalesce and link in quite nicely, really, from the point of view of obviously eventing and indeed keeping things environmentally friendly.
Well, oddly enough, last year, Babington very specifically decided to become a sort of green-conscious event with places to put your rubbish and everything like that. And so we're definitely going on that. And I think, I'm not the press officer for the Livcoms, I'm the presenter, but I think it's thelivcoms, L-I-V-C-O-M-S, .co.uk. I think you should find out all about that there.
Brilliant. Any chance of them coming over to Britain sometime, or will they stay in the States?
Well, we were in Westminster about 3 years ago. We were in China 2 years ago. We were in the Czech Republic last year, and we're going to Korea next year.
See, this is a whole new side to your abilities, Julian. I was unaware of. I was aware that, obviously, you were the chap who really charmed Jordan when she did her Katie Price stuff at Bermonton a couple of years ago. But, you know, it's a different line entirely. And also, as I said, you know, a correspondent for your son's rugby playing days and so
Absolutely.
On, which is always good stuff.
You spoke to me when I was actually sort of parked up at the school last year, didn't you?
Indeed. And thankfully, we'll hopefully be sort of winging photos of your good self at the 60th anniversary of Bermonton through the electronic ether as well, which should be sorted through. But amazing stuff on that basis. Simon, would you like to ask Julian those last two questions, please?
Yeah, of course. Have you had an enjoyable phone link with us today, Julian?
It's been very good indeed. I'm a bit of a veteran now on Southside Radio.
Well, in that case, can we look forward to speaking with you again in the future?
You certainly can.
Great.
Hooray.